Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Hello?
Hello?
I don't know if that, maybe just me sounding like nobody's on the other line.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me now? How's it going?
Yeah, really good. It's like so nice out. We're not sick for once.
I know. It's wild.
And we don't have kids tonight. We're just...
No. Oh, there's dog drinking really loudly in the background, though, if you hear that.
We're never alone.
No, but we are never alone.
It's either dogs or kids.
Yeah, that's okay, though.
You?
I like them both. I'm good. I'm glad that it's so nice out, but I heard it's going to snow on the weekend, so.
I mean, it is February.
Yeah, like it's supposed to snow.
What do they call it? Fool's spring?
Yeah, there's like a funny meme that goes around because where we live gets like such like wild weather sometimes, like such extremes.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is fake spring.
Yeah, we're all excited because everything's melting.
Yeah.
But, joke's on us. It's going to snow.
Yeah, and be like minus 15 on the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
you guys better buckle up.
Oh, God, this episode
is too much.
Like the fact that they had like two kind of boring episodes,
mm-hmm.
split it up.
This was enough drama or not. This was enough shenanigans like to spread out over a few episodes.
Yeah. Both of us had more notes written before the credits played at the beginning than I've ever had before.
Yeah.
Like the same amount of notes I normally have in the entire episode.
Oh.
Oh my God. I was like, is somebody at our door?
No, Google's just telling us that maybe our plants need watering.
You really keep us on track with all the schedules you set.
I know, because I thought I learned it. You can like set a schedule and then Google reminds you.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fun to set them up, but now I forget. At 7:10 on a Thursday.
I know. I got to go water the plants. See ya.
Excuse
you're
us.
Doing this
I'll
on your
carry
own.
On. Yeah.
Okay. So this is season 2, episode 16. It is titled, It Takes a Village. So like, is that because all the things that happened, like it takes a village to raise children together? Like the Hamilton family who we
Yeah. I don't
see
really
again.
See the correlation with this title.
Yeah. Okay, February 26th, 1998.
It was a good month.
Oh, man, we're so close to the actual date. Today's the 22nd.
Oh, you're right.
Ah. Okay, Simon attends his first makeout party and learns more about girls than how they kiss. Like, that happens. That's one thing that happens.
You said, were you invited to makeout parties?
No, I wasn't. Like, it wasn't.
Is it because your mom's listening? Barb, this is where you skip ahead 30 seconds.
No, like, okay, the way that they spun the party that Simon and Nigel go to is that it was one of, what was the girl's name? Did you catch it? Like, Joanna?
Yeah, Dobson or something.
Yeah, it was like, we got invited to one of Joanna Dobson's infamous makeout parties. Like,
ew.
Like, I don't think.
Because what is he, 12, we think?
Yeah. No, I didn't get invited to a party that was coined a makeout party. My mom wouldn't be letting me go to that. But, like, I went to boy-girl parties when I was, like, 12, and we slow danced in people's basements just like they did.
This was not my experience.
Like, I didn't play 7 minutes in heaven with anybody. Like, that's not me. No,
yeah,
thank you.
I don't think I went to parties where 7 minutes in heaven existed.
Was a thing. Yeah.
We did. I was like a drama kid. I think that's why. So we played like spin the bottle. I don't know. Truth or dare.
Yeah. Truth or dare. I don't know.
Whose line is it anyway?
I was going to say, what's the one? I was going to say two truths and a lie, but that's not what we played.
No.
I have never.
Never have I ever.
Never have I ever.
I've never.
I didn't play Never Have I Ever until I got older. And then it was like funny to play it in my 20s. Because yeah. Some people have done some things they shouldn't have done.
I mean, listen, we're not here to shame anyone.
No, we're not.
But the whole episode, really, the overarching thing is that the Hamiltons, who we met in The Color of God.
And a couple other times.
Camdens. I was like, the Campbells? What show is this? What are we watching?
What are we watching?
The Camdens are doing this like regularly scheduled, seems like an annual
family
night. Yeah. Like a big, everyone's getting together. And nobody wants to do it except for the wives, eye roll. And so each character comes up with a reason why they can't attend. And
the first two people to say they can't attend are Eric and Morgan Hamilton. Like, I want you to, if we've got this plan that we're going to do like a family thing with another family.
Yeah.
And you're the first one to back out.
Yeah. Wouldn't fly in a lesbian relationship. That's why.
No, I know.
Like, I'm not going to, if we're getting together with Sam and Amy and all the kids, I'm not going to be like, Amy, listen, do you want to head out into the play pool?
Yeah, you want to go to the billiards while Lindsay and Amy just
hang out with all
Lindsay
the kids?
And Sam just hang out with all the kids? I'll just take a gummy and sit back.
Yeah, so Annie is pissed, and Eric's like, you know, Morgan just really needs me. He needs a guy's night. And Annie's like, fine.
Like, why does it have to be that night?
Yeah, go on Saturday. This is on a Friday.
He can't go out on Saturdays. That's when he writes a sermon.
Well, that sounds like a you problem, Eric. I just wrote, Eric wants a guy's night out with Morgan. Annie and Patricia can take the kids.
I know. I just wrote, she lets them. Because she's just like, fine.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
And then
Morgan. And that's a lot of kids. Because the Hamiltons have 4 kids.
Yeah, that's 9.
That's too many.
That's too many. So then Morgan is talking to Patricia, his wife, and is like, you know, Eric just, you know, all we do is write sermons and he needs a guy's night out. And
so they're both being sneaky. You can tell they're both being like shifty about the reason that they need a guy's night out and blaming it on the other guy. And we don't know why.
Right. Well, when Eric's on the phone with Morgan, he says, are you sure you're up for this tonight? I hope you're doing the right thing.
And then Morgan does allude something about they're meeting someone and he hopes he doesn't like fly off the rails or handle or something. Mm-hmm.
So Morgan and Eric are up to no good. They are going for a boys' night out to the billiards. Yep.
John and Matt are concocting a plan to go to a over 21 club.
And Matt's like, hey, man, we're so close to graduating. I don't want to mess this up. And John's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're good. We're golden. And so I can't remember what do they tell their parents.
They tell their parents they want to go to a party or they want to go out.
They want to go out, but just the two of them.
And yes. And the other kids need rides places. Which
so they'll drive the other kids to where they need to go.
Yeah. Lucy. So Lucy is getting help from this bro dude named Scott for her algebra. And Scott is 14, as is Lucy.
Right.
And so Scott comes over to give Lucy some algebra help. And in the meantime, he like is hitting on Mary.
Oh, Mary's giving him googly eyes.
And so
Mary, keep it in your pants. Like, he's 14.
And like Scott looks her up and down.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's gross.
So then Scott says, I only volunteered to help Lucy because he likes Mary. And do you want to go to a movie? So.
My God. Okay.
So that's Mary's reason why she can't go. It's because she is now been invited on a date to the movies with Scott.
Yes. But she doesn't want anyone to know
Lucy
that she's
doesn't
going.
Know. Nobody knows.
Yeah. She's like, I'll just meet you there because this can just be our little secret.
Yeah. Because he's younger than her. Which is inappropriate.
And then Lucy gets approached by Keisha in school. And she's like, Lucy, I need you to like save my life right now. My mom made me break up with my boyfriend. And
because her grades are slipping.
Because her grades are slipping. And I want to sneak off to the movies with him tonight. Will you come with me? And we can meet up with him and we can tell our moms that we're going to a movie.
Yeah.
And Lucy is all but too happy because they're best friends. And of course, she's going to connect these forbidden lovers.
Yeah.
And so, of course, Lucy goes to her mom and she's like, Keisha's just broke up with her boyfriend. And, you know, we just really want to spend time together.
And then Keisha says the same thing to her mom. I had to break up with Rick, Brian, what's his name?
I don't know.
I wrote it down.
It sounded like Joey to me.
Oh.
I might have just made that
up. It was
up,
Rick.
Though.
Rick is Keisha's boyfriend, and then he brought a date for Lucy named Brian.
Brian, who's very popular, yeah. And Lucy's in his
Lucy
English lit class.
Lucy is smitten.
Yeah.
And then Lynn and Ruthie are the only ones that...
Oh, we skipped over Simon and Nigel.
Sorry. In my notes, I wrote about Lynn and Ruthie first.
Thought we were going in age. It was going so naturally.
Sorry. Simon and Nigel.
Get invited to a makeout party. And Simon is like, Mom, I got invited to a party. But I don't have to go if you don't want me to, because he's so nervous.
Well, because the girl that invites him is like the makeout queen of the grade 12, or the 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not slut shame. Also, yeah. Gross. But she reminds me of a younger Melissa Joan Hart.
Like, I thought she reminded me of a younger Tori Spelling.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see both.
Yeah. And so Annie's like, well, no, like you can go. That's fine. Your brother will drive you. And so Nigel says the same thing to, you know, his mom. He's like, parents will be there the whole time.
Yeah.
Simon's going. And she's like, okay, well, if Simon's going, then that's fine. So they're off to there. And now the problematic Ruthie and Lynn.
So, okay. Do we want to just talk about Ruthie and Lynn and go through it and then talk about everybody else?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay. So Ruthie and Lynn, they start the episode off. They're in their grade one class and they both are talking about how they have a crush on their substitute teacher, Mr. Lim.
Ruthie refers to him as her boyfriend.
Right.
And Lynn tries to get his attention, like waving her arm. And she's like, don't talk to my boyfriend. You're trying to steal my boyfriend.
And then he comes over and like talks to the both of them.
And they're both like, oh, Mr. Lynn.
Like they're six.
Like ladies.
Okay. So Ruthie then says she can't go on this fun family outing because she's not friends with Lynn anymore. Because she's mad that Lynn is trying to steal her man.
Yeah. And she's like, how do I make a guy like me? And she says, hey, Mom, to Annie, when you were dating Daddy, did any other girls like him? And Annie's like, yeah, but... And then does Ruthie say something like, yeah, but you got him.
Yeah, like you won or something.
And she's like, well, I didn't get him. He's not like a prize. And then she kind of smirks and she's like, yeah, but I got him.
I know. And then Lynn says the same thing to her mom. She's like, how do I get a man? Like, how do you get a man to like you? Like, it's so problematic.
It's so inappropriate.
So Annie and Patricia are like, hell no, children. You are the two that are coming with us. And we're going to go out for dinner.
Yeah. And a movie.
And a movie. So they get to this restaurant. And it's just the four of them. And Ruthie takes off her jacket at the table. And she is wearing this little stuffed bra under her shirt.
Yeah, like she's got boobs.
And Lynn gets upset and says she's trying to steal my boyfriend.
I'm surprised that it never comes to light. Maybe it ended up on the editing floor that it was Mr. Lim, an adult grown man, that these young 6-year-olds were fighting over. Like, I thought there'd be a teachable moment in there, but.
Yeah, not always.
What do I know?
And then at the very end of the episode, we're jumping way ahead, but Ruthie and Lynn decide that they're friends again.
Well, don't do the spoiler, though.
Okay. About what Ruthie teaches Lynn?
What does she teach her?
How to stuff a bra.
Oh, that's fine. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, they're friends again, and their scenes end with Ruthie, like, showing Lynn, like, how to stuff a bra.
Yeah, and they're, like, wiggling their shoulders. Yeah. And
like, ew. Okay. I don't even know where to begin.
I think in this episode, we just kind of have to go, because we're, everything is leading up to one final catastrophe.
Yeah.
And so we can kind of, I think, go scene by scene. Like, so Eric and Morgan go to the pool hall, billiards.
Yeah. I think we should do Eric and Morgan and then do Simon, and then everyone else is intertwined with each other.
Yes.
A bit. Okay.
So Morgan and Eric are at the pool hall, billiards. And Eric's like, I don't know if he's going to show up. It's already whatever time. And then it comes to light that they're meeting, what is his name?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Who is Patricia's ex-husband.
So if you guys remember the episode, was it Valentine's Day?
Last season.
That they went camping last minute and it was raining. And one of them had a cellular phone. And every Valentine's Day, Kevin, Patricia's ex-husband, calls her
and wishes her happy Valentine's Day.
And then every Valentine's Day, Morgan and Patricia get in a huge fight
over this phone call
because he's her ex-husband and Patricia should be spending time with her husband.
So for 20 Valentine's Days, you guys have gotten into an argument. Like, if you think that John is 18 and they were probably married for 2 years before they had him.
Yeah.
Like 20 Valentine's Days.
Yeah.
Or more. You guys have fought because of
Kevin. A couple things, Patricia. Maybe tell Kevin to stop phoning on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's a boundary.
Hey, Morgan, maybe like work on your own self-esteem and not like blaming your wife for something.
Because she doesn't want these phone calls.
Yes, but she still takes them.
Yes, but like they do make it sound like last season when he makes the calls, because it was Eric's cell phone. Like, yes. It doesn't matter whether they're camping and have no service. Kevin will find a way.
Kevin has no boundaries.
No.
Does not respect Patricia and Morgan's boundaries.
Exactly.
So I guess Morgan somehow connected with him and said, meet me at the pool hall. And Morgan might beat him up. He's like
Eric's there to hold him back.
Yes. And Eric's like, okay, but we're just going to talk to him about not phoning anymore on Valentine's Day.
But they're talking smack about him.
Yeah. So then these like grown men in khakis are playing pool.
Reverends
in khakis are playing pool. And then this character comes in, Kevin, and he's a wheelchair user.
So he
wheels in.
Yeah.
And he's like, you must be Morgan. I'm Kevin. And nobody there knew that he was going to show up in a wheelchair. And so this changes everything because Morgan isn't going to beat up a guy in a wheelchair.
Good thing they picked somewhere accessible. They didn't even know.
And so they all sit down and they're talking. And it comes to light that Kevin...
So he wasn't in a wheelchair when he was married to Patricia.
Yes. He went to NAMM. Since.
Yes.
When he fought in NAMM. And then that's where he met his wife and adopted her children. And so he has this beautiful life with a wife and children and he's in a wheelchair. And
he calls, first of all, we need Morgan calls Patricia.
Yes.
In every sentence that he speaks her name. But Kevin calls her Patty.
Good catch.
And so he says that he calls Patty to remind himself of a time in his life where he was more carefree. That still doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Kevin, if you need to terrorize somebody else's relationship and disregard personal boundaries to remind yourself of being carefree, you need to unpack that in therapy.
Yeah. But what does Morgan do? Falls for it. He's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I was so upset for the last 20 years.
You're a great guy.
This is going to be so great. You got to come over.
Yeah. Don't call her on Valentine's Day anymore. I want you to
come over
and say hi to her. And then Kevin is like, well, how about right now? I'm free tonight.
Like, what?
And Morgan, who isn't good at setting boundaries, says, yeah, okay. Or another night. And Kevin's like, nah,
tonight.
Let's go.
Like, yeah, because Kevin's kind of a predator for Patty.
You're right. I just want a shirt that says predator for Patty. Yeah. So do we want to talk about how that ends?
Yeah.
So they're all back at the Camden's house.
And shit has gone down other people.
It has been a night.
So Patty
and Patricia and Annie are having a cup of coffee and some dessert.
But did you see what they were eating?
Like cheesecake or something?
It was a coffee cake, like in one of those a bundt pan. But like,
those are delicious.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
They're delicious, but like, it was Annie. Who spent all this time cooking this cake?
Yeah, because she also made cookies at the start of the episode.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She's a good stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just having a coffee, trying to debrief about what the hell they just went through. And Eric and Morgan walk in and they say, Patty, Patricia, have we got a surprise for you? Someone's here to see you.
And okay, so the scene is like Morgan and Eric are standing there.
At the door.
And they're like, guess who's here to see you? And Kevin, like, wheels around behind them and births himself between the two of them and is almost, he's like in a shadow almost.
Yeah.
And she has this look on her face like, who is this?
She's still sitting and she's like, okay.
And then he like rolls forward a little bit and his face like comes into the light and she's like, and he has to say who,
Patty, it's me, Kevin, your ex.
Like, I don't know about you, but I would recognize anyone that I was married to.
Well, can I tell you something, though? I get really nervous that I'm going to not recognize somebody or I'm going to assume somebody is somebody else. Like, even if I'm coming to meet you and you're already somewhere, I'm nervous that I'm going to approach the wrong booth and it won't really be you, or I'll walk right past you because I won't have recognized you.
This is like your social anxiety.
This is my social anxiety. And so if I especially...
Like, I'll walk into a place and be like, Carly! And just, I hope you wave.
Yeah. I have to be... if I'm meeting someone somewhere, I want to be...
around?
Yeah, I want to be the first one there so that I'm already seated and I don't have to be the one...
You're not the mistake maker.
I'm not the mistake
maker. The other
person
can be.
Yeah. Anyway, so Patricia hugs him.
And she death glares Morgan.
It should be noted, follow us on social media. I posted a clip on TikTok and Instagram. If you look up 7th Heaven_A Lesbian Recap.
So she hugs Kevin and like the daggers that shoot from her eyeballs.
Towards Eric and Morgan. And so then they just start catching up. They're chit-chatting. Yeah. And then...
when he leaves.
Yeah. At the end, she's like saying goodbye to him and they don't show how he gets in the car. He drives, but he's sitting in a convertible and he's disassembling his wheelchair.
He's got the passenger seat like pushed forward. So the back of the seat is pushed forward. And like, we don't see any other parts of the wheelchair except for like a wheel that it looks like a bicycle wheel. Like it's removed from the chair and he puts it behind the seat and then pushes the seat back.
Yeah. And
I can only assume it's in pieces behind.
I know that's a thing. Mm-hmm. Wheelchair users could drive. And
yeah,
it seemed funny because.
They also, though, the camera then goes onto his hands and show a close up of how he turns the car on using his hands with the like paddle.
You know why, Lindsay? Because this is a show about representation.
Yeah.
And they needed to show a disability, a differently abled individual. Mm-hmm. And how they navigate their life.
I know.
So thanks, Kevin.
My grandma tried to learn how to drive a car like that, but she was too nervous.
With her hands?
Yeah. My mom's mom, she like has, or she had, what are those? Never mind.
Okay. Something and she couldn't drive with her legs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Autoimmune disease.
Oh.
She had it. She had like,
there it is.
Two different autoimmune diseases. And yeah, one of them made it so her legs didn't work properly anymore. And so she did. She took the lessons on how to drive with her hands, but she was nervous. She was a nervous driver anyways, even when she could use her legs.
So. Right.
Yeah.
So now Simon and Nigel have been dropped off at the party.
Yes.
We're backtracking.
So John and Matt have got a full car. They're dropping Simon and Nigel at the party. They're dropping Mary at the movie theater, and then they are going to the club.
Yeah. And so, yeah, they get into the party. They're in the basement. It's lame. The mom and dad are just like standing on the stairs watching the party.
Oh my God. So before they go in the door, they're like checking each other's breath.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah. So they go into the party. So then the girl who's hosting the party is like, Mom, Dad, like you said you were going to go upstairs. And so they're like, okay. So they go upstairs and she dims the lights with one of those round dimmer switches. And then
Laura, who's the girl, the makeout queen that asked Simon to the party, switches the CD to like a slow jam.
Yeah.
And they all just start like slow dancing.
Like in awkwardly, the arms yeah, far
like
apart.
Leaving yeah. space for Jesus.
Yes. And they're just slow dancing. And then Laura flicks the lights on, off.
Like, is that the sign?
That's the makeout sign. And she's like, okay, who's up for 7 minutes in heaven? And poor Nigel goes, what's that?
Oh my God.
And then his girlfriend, who I can't remember if they said her name.
Nina
is like, oh, that's where we go in the closet for 7 minutes. And he's like, and do what?
And they're just like giggling.
Yeah.
So Joanna is like, who wants to go first? And Laura grabs Simon's hand and raises it and says, we'll go first. And Simon is mortified.
Also to note, he's also wearing a smart pair of khakis.
Yes. And did you notice he was wearing like a dress shirt with the vest?
Yeah.
But yeah. Like a sweater vest.
Yeah.
So they get in the closet.
Yeah.
And they have this awkward, like Laura says, like, well, I just like to get this out of the way. Like,
well, I think this is her saying she doesn't actually kiss the boys.
Right.
She just sits in the closet to wait out 7 minutes.
Yeah. And they start talking about superheroes and they've got the same favorite, Ant-Man, I think.
I don't know.
It was the one with the figure that he was waiting for.
Yes.
And then Ruthie bought it for him. And so he's like, I've never kissed anyone. Laura's like, me neither. And Simon's like, okay, but Doug Peterson said that you have been kissing everybody all over the whole school. And then Laura says, well, Doug Peterson just spread that rumor because I refused to kiss him. And Simon's like, aren't you upset that somebody's spreading rumors all over the school? And she's like, no, because it's not true. Like, good on ya.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just read my note also. I wrote, what is wrong with this world? Because as they're going into the closet, everyone's going, Simon, Simon. And I'm like, excuse me.
They're 12.
Misogynistic.
Yeah.
Like, stop that.
Yeah.
So
they end up like connecting about superheroes and they both think each other is great. And they're about to have, they are going to kiss. Just not for 7 minutes. And there's a yell from outside the door. And they're like, Simon, you better get out here now. And so like you can kind of tell something's gone awry.
But Simon's not going to let this one go.
No, he's like, heck no. So the moment their lips touch. And oh my God, the whole episode went silent.
Yeah.
So it goes black, and then they kiss, and then the door swings open, and there's the dad and his...
Joanna's dad. Vest. And they end up phoning Eric and Morgan. Like, the dad ends up phoning Eric and Morgan to say this is what happened.
So how many of your kids were at a makeout party?
Yeah. And I don't even think they really get in trouble. Like, it just seemed like...
Yeah, there was other people making out, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so John and Matt, they drop everyone off, and they want to go to their over 21 club.
Yes.
And they get there, and the, like, front door guy... lets them in right away, no questions asked, which
makes Matt nervous.
Yeah, but John knew. So then they're not in there for 2 minutes, and the front door guy, who seems to be like the announcer, I don't know, owner, whatever, gets up on stage and says, like, okay, everybody, he's back again from last week. What's his name? John Hamilton.
Yeah.
And John gets up on the stage and sings.
And Matt's like, whoa, what?
And the camera pans in like he's gazing lovingly at him.
Slow zooms towards Matt just having some funny feelings about what he's witnessing.
Watching John sing.
And John sings, and he...
Was it the same club that maybe Mary was singing at, I wonder?
I don't think so, because if this is an over 21 club and Mary was 14...
Right.
And went with that predator woman, friend of Annie's.
Oh, yeah.
Who was assaulting Matt.
Matt? Rachel?
Yeah. I think she was like, they were at an all ages club, but.
Right.
So it turns out John has got a record deal, or like a record company. It wants to talk to him and like get him signed on. And his dad wants him to go to college, but you know, this is his life, his career. So.
But we do find out when Morgan and Eric are playing pool, Morgan already knows about it. Somebody from the church has told Morgan about it. And he's like, yeah, John's been singing at a club and they offered him a record deal. And he does say that it might make him stay in town.
Yes.
But Matt got mad at him.
I know. He's like, you got to go to college.
You got to go to college, man.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I don't. This is my life.
And then they have a deep and meaningful and talk it out in the car. And then everything's good.
Like, yeah. They're best friends.
Yeah.
With funny feelings for each other. So, okay. So Mary, we know, is going to a movie with 14-year-old, what's his name? Scott. So they get to the movie and, okay, well, I guess Lucy
Keisha
got there.
Lucy get there first.
They get there first. This is where Keisha's like, oh, my boyfriend brought
Brian.
And so they go and they're like, what movie should we see? And Keisha says, let's see the cartoon. They just call it the cartoon movie.
Yeah.
Because nobody will suspect that we would be in there. Or so, like they say, like, we're not going to pay attention to the movie anyway.
Yeah. They're not.
It's their own makeout party.
So they go into the cartoon movie, and then Mary shows up 2 minutes later and meets Scott, and they try to get into this movie. It was called like Love is something. Something about love. It was clearly R-rated. And like they ask for ID, and he's like, oh. Like,
I must have left it in my other jacket. She calls him like Stud Muffin or something.
Yeah.
Hey, Stud, you got your ID? And he's like, no, I left it in my other jacket. And then Mary's like, that's fine. Let's just see the cartoon movie.
Yeah, like, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. So they get two tickets.
They're in
the
cartoon movie. And then
at the restaurant,
Annie and Patricia, who are with Ruthie and Lynn, they're like, hey, why don't we go see the cartoon movie?
Yeah, we're going to surprise you. We're going to go see a movie. So they get tickets to the cartoon movie, as we all know, classic 90s. Like, yeah,
everyone ends up in the same place by accident.
So Keisha and her boyfriend are making up.
Oh, God.
Tonsil hockey.
And so is Lucy and Brian.
Well, not at first. Brian like leans in and kisses her cheek, and she's all coy. And then before you know it, they're making out.
Like, she didn't even kiss Jimmy Moon.
Absolutely not. Not Jimmy Moon or what was the other guy's name? Roger?
The guy that had the mustache? Yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah. So they're making out. And then Mary and Scott are there, and Scott tries to put his arm around her, and she's like, you're 14.
Yeah, like she just keeps repeating, like, you're 14.
Like, this is a mistake.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
Yeah. So then
So there's a seat between, there's Annie and Patricia, and then there's a seat with some people in it, and then there's everybody making out.
Yeah.
And Ruthie and Lynn are, like, giggling like crazy, pointing at Keisha and Lucy making out with their boyfriends. They don't know who it is yet. And they're like, oh my gosh, like, this is so funny. And the moms are like, oh, just watch the movie, girls.
Yeah, this is a kid's movie. Can you imagine?
So then the people that are in the seat in front of them get up to leave.
Of course.
And you can see, like, the moms see the sides of their faces and see it's their daughters. And they had just finished saying, I couldn't imagine if this was my daughter.
Yeah. I'd send her to a convent. That's what Patricia says.
Yes.
So then
they both stand up.
So Patricia stands up first and says, Keisha. And Keisha turns and looks, which causes Lucy to turn and look.
And the look on Annie.
Annie says, Lucy. And they look over and Ruthie's just like shoving her face with popcorn.
She's like that Michael Jackson meme.
She's the original Michael Jackson meme. So then now they all go back to
The Camdens.
Mary does not get caught. Matt and John go pick her up with Nigel and Simon, and they go home.
Yes. So Matt and John are alone. Matt and John take Nigel and Simon home.
Right.
Then to get in trouble. Around. Then they circle back around to go get Mary, and Mary's like, let me spill the tea.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you what just happened. So then back at the Camden house, Lucy and Keisha are like kind of just standing there, and their moms just lay into them. And Lucy kind of snaps back and is like, what does she say? She's got some sort of like comeback. I'm going to post the clip to Facebook or to Instagram and TikTok. But she says, you know, if you think about it, I didn't really break the rules because I was at a movie with Keisha.
Yeah.
And Annie just like goes full Annie and is like, you are on house probation for 3 months. And if you can prove yourself after that, you might leave the house before you're 21.
She says, if you step one toe out of line, you're going to be low jacked.
Yeah. And we had to look that up. I didn't know what that was.
It's a police homing device. So like
from the 90s.
Yeah. Like I think it's like a, what's it called? Like a bracelet.
Like what Martha Stewart had. What does everybody have now, though? Key tags?
Air tags? Yeah.
It's like an air tag from 1998.
Yeah. Like, I think it's like when you're on house arrest and they make you put one of those, like, tracking devices on you because you're a criminal. Martha Stewart had it when she was on house arrest.
Yeah.
I think. So, yeah, we had to look it up. And, like, Patricia kind of makes, I want to call her Patty.
Patty? Okay, Kevin.
Like, kind of makes fun of Annie. She's, like, low-jacked, and Annie's like, I don't know. Like, yeah, she got mad and just said stuff. I do it all the time.
Yeah, some of the best rules in our house come from those moments.
Yep.
So, yeah, they just, but then somehow John and Matt end up in the room with Lucy and Keisha, and they're getting mad at them.
They're like, we can't believe that you were there making out, and you got to be careful what you do with any boy, because they're going to, you know, say that you did more, even if all you did was make out. And they're like, a boy wouldn't do that. How would you know a boy would do that? And they're like, we are boys.
Oh my God. Like,
so you're admitting to like spreading rumors about women?
John and Matt, do gross. Better.
So then Morgan and Eric and Annie and Patricia, what's wrong with me, are like listening through the door, and they're like, like,
that's good. That's that, good that they're
parenting them just the way we would. So
yeah. Yeah. So
that's it.
Like it's just like so much happened. It was wild. Was
making out with everybody.
Yeah, they should have called it Makeoutville
instead of Takes a Village. Like, I don't know.
I can't believe next week is already episode 17.
I know. It's called Nothing Endures But Change. Lucy's friend is killed in a tragic car accident, and Lucy feels that she is to blame.
And we've got a scoop on this. Yeah. We don't talk about the Patreon. Truthfully, we are overdue for an episode, but there's a few episodes on there that we are deep diving into each of the actors that play the kids. So if you listen to this and you want more, go check us out on Patreon. It's just under A Lesbian Recap. And you can listen to the episode where we deep dive on Beverly Mitchell.
Yes.
Because this episode actually gets brought up because of something that she's done outside of this.
Yeah.
In her personal life. So.
And like, which friend dies? Is it going to be Suzanne? Is it Mila? Whose name is Ashley?
Ashley. Mila I know Kunis. Because she's now on That 70s Show.
Yeah. By now, Mila Kunis is in That 70s Show. I think it was 97, 98 when it came out. So.
Yeah. So hard to say.
And
so what, yeah, is it her poor friend, Susanna?
I don't know.
It the friend who has, they thought had an eating disorder, but is, oh, she was also just very poor.
Yeah, but she had braces. That's why she was
right.
Going to
Lucy
the bathroom.
Just has a lot of poor friends.
Or is it Jimmy Moon? I don't think it is.
I don't think it's Jimmy Moon. That'd ruin her whole life.
I know. Do you want to know what though? I just realized I looked up the actors that played in this episode. We just looked, like I always look them up on IMDb to see if they're famous for any other thing or whatever.
Or if they're dead.
Yeah, or if they're dead. Dwight.
Yeah.
It listed that Andrew Keegan was going to be in this episode. I wonder if like his scene got cut or something.
Interesting. Like I could picture maybe Mary running into him at the movie theater or something.
Yeah, and it being awkward.
Like he's bringing his son to the cartoon movie and then.
And she's there with a 14-year-old.
I bet.
That would have been a good scene to leave in.
That would have been.
Because there wasn't really much of a Mary storyline.
Well, if you want to catch any of the clips from this episode, go follow us on TikTok or Instagram. Because we post one or two every episode and yeah. They're very funny.
Very, very.
What do we got going on next weekend?
I already read it.
Oh, yeah. I was watching you pull it up and I was like, oh, I guess we haven't done that yet.
No, we have.
Oh,
car
man.
Accident.
Car accident. All right, everyone. Have a really good week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.